I love when two of my passions intermingle and meet. Love reading, and I love magic. What is your understanding of mentalism versus a psychic versus all these kind of labels? Going into this conversation, what are your thoughts on that?
They're all lies and trickery. Welcome, welcome everyone to the Tutor Round Podcast. My name is Richard.
My name is Austin.
Today, we're here because Austin told me to. There's a topic that just scratched at Austin's brain and he wouldn't let it go. And so he researched this Oz the Mentalist and his book, and he thinks the marketing of it is a scam. And I said, hey, Austin, do you want me to do any research into this? Do you want me to like try and fact check you? Or like, no. I just want to vent to you. And so I will be the audience representative. I will ask the questions because I'll be honest, when you first brought up this topic, I was questioning you a little bit. I'm a little skeptical just on the nature of it. So
yes.
How about you let me and the audience know what we're talking about today?
I gotta say the first thing, I got my wedding over the weekend, which was so exciting. Rich, he was there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And we had... Just a guest.
I wasn't even a guest. I was a plus one. I didn't even get the real invitation, so...
We'll have to tell stories about that later. He gave a great speech. Best man speech. It was awesome. I have to acknowledge it before we start. We're coming just Fair off enough. The weekend wedding. I just wanted to acknowledge it before we get to... Okay, now let's talk video topic, all right?
Okay.
Well, it comes to one of our lives, and we'll talk about that stories and stuff. But okay. This topic today is I love when two of my passions intermingle and meet. Love reading, and I love magic. I'm a huge fan of magic tricks and learning how to do sleight of hand, misdirection, everything magic related. I love to get wondered and awed by a magician that can just blow me away, and I need to know the secret. Oh my God, is magic real? And just like in a fantasy story where I want things to be real. I've always, as a kid, loved magic. Do you as well? Is that a fascination of yours?
Oh yeah, I love magic.
It's so cool.
I remember the show, I think it was on the CW at one point, the masked magician, and he does like the magic tricks, and then he shows-
Revealed everything?
He reveals
how
to do the magic trick.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one a lot.
Penn and Teller do that a lot where they'll do a trick and then show you how they do the trick.
Yeah.
But then there's another trick behind it that they don't show you. I always love the little tell, but there's a secret beneath the tell.
The nail gun one was really great.
Remind me that one?
That's one where I don't think there's much of even a trick at all. It's just a memory game and he's like
shooting a nail gun into wood or his
hand. Great.
Yes. Penn and Teller, great. So the topic today... this is what crossed my mind. Oz, the mentalist Oz Perlman, if you haven't heard of him, we'll give you a quick background. Love his magic. And there was clips of his that have gone super viral. I'll show one of them to give people some context. And there will be a lot of videos today and I'll talk over as well. He does mentalism, which mentalism is also just magicians. That's really just what it is. It's mentalism's another term that the people will call a subgenre of magic. We'll get into details of what it is. But who Oz Perlman is he is this mentalist who got his claim to fame by doing America's Got Talent like a decade or so ago. Came in third on the show, but it just boosted his career even more. He's one of the most well-known magicians today, but definitely most well-known mentalist today. And he does tricks that just blow my mind. And I'm going, oh my God, I have to know how he does these tricks. How does he do that? It's unexplainable. My God, is he a wizard? And all of this being the case, then when he was writing a book and published a book, which he did that press tour for now a couple weeks ago or so by the time this video comes out, he was publishing a book called Read Your Mind. And the full title is Read Your Mind, Proven Habits for Success from the World's Greatest Mentalist. He was doing a press run, going on shows, every single news station. He was going on podcasts and TED Talks, everything to promote his book. So he was doing his mentalism while also promoting the book. And that got me in this huge rabbit hole of watching all of his magic again, because anytime that he's performing, I just couldn't figure out how he's doing it. Now, I'm going to later in this episode, if you really love magic and don't want to be revealed how the tricks work, I'm going to reveal how the tricks are done because it's a part of this conversation as well, which is interesting. So I'm so fascinated by this because so Oz Perlman promoting this book, Read Your Mind, me being the audience member, and he explains it this way as well, but there's a certain social contract involved with a magician of you're allowing yourself to be fooled, right? When a magician is doing a trick or performing something, and you know there's obvious lies and deception, just like if you and I are playing a board game where we're supposed to lie to one another. There's an agreed upon social contract.
Exactly. Or you're talking to a politician. You just know that's part of the deal.
It is.
You know, they tell you what.
You're getting the call from a as soon as you made fun of the politicians.
Oh no!
There's a hit after you. I don't know if they get that picked up on your on the mic, but you get just got a call at that moment.
I don't know, but that is a good excuse to mute my phone. There we go.
So
it's funny though.
Yes. So with magic, there's a social contract. And now Oz Perlman, as he's going around doing this press tour for this book, there's an ethical line in magic that magicians are even talking about here, but I started the question if this was ethical or not. And I'm going to present to you all this deep dive of rabbit hole that I got into and fascinated by of seeing by the end, do you think it's ethical or unethical? I'm going to present the case as best I can and give you all the information and see what the audience thinks and what you think, because there are certain videos I'm going to show where I think it crosses the line. And there's others where, well, technically he's not lying. Into the AM has super comfortable shirts with awesome designs that you could check out in the link in the description below. And they aren't they comfy, Rich? They're nice and smooth and silky.
These are quite quality shirts. I actually really do enjoy them, better than many other shirts I've actually bought. So
they have these designs, cool sci-fi soft. Fantasy designs.
Exactly. I quite like, personally, this more LA Vice kind of design here.
And you could get more simple shirts like this as well. Mm-hmm. They have a wide variety. It's mainly for guys, t-shirts, and apparel. If you're watching our stuff, you'll probably find something on their site that fits your taste. Fits Rich's taste, so you know they've got something. But if you're looking for something that fits more, look, you can see the back of my shirt too. Let me do it. Can you see it? Can you see it? It's on the back too, I promise. Check out Into the AM. Use our code RAMBLE for 10% off the t-shirts on their site. Go check them out. Thank you so much, Into the AM.
And now back to video.
That's the thing. So here's the big step.
Give us your thesis statement.
Thesis statement is this. So mentalism, and what this book is. So mentalism is just magic, right? It's using deception. It's using just regular magic gimmicks, but presented in a different way, in a different kind of performance. And in the social contract of mentalism, we're still going to a show to be entertained. The thing is, hey, I'm going to lie to you in some ways, but you're going to be entertained. We're both happy. Now, what Oz Perlman do is he's promoting this book called Read Your Mind, Proven Habits for Success from the World's Greatest Mentalist. He's now selling this book, which is a self-help book. And he explains it in akin to not Rich Dad, Poor Dad. What's one of those big ones? Oh, How to Win and Influence People, that big book.
How to Make Friends and Influence Others, something like that.
He's saying it's a modern version of that, right?
Okay.
And so this is a self-help book, and he explains here, and I'll show you these clips, that he is not he's not a psychic, he's not all these things. So he does a good job of not just lying. He's not, you'll see. But here's my thesis statement, is he may be crossing an ethical line here where the mentalism he's performing and his act of being able to read body language and read minds is he has this expert skill that others do not have, in which he is not giving you how he does his tricks in the book. He makes that clear. But seeing how he is so good at reading body language and performing these feats that are almost like unexplainable, that since he has this expertise, read his book and maybe you can find out why he's so successful. So the presentation here is he might be crossing the ethical line of making the magic, the act he's performing. He's not an expert at reading body language. That's not what he's doing. So it's more so the presentation of what he's saying, what his expertise of claim is, and the information he's giving the audience, because he's almost conflating the actual magic stuff with what he's an expert at. So, yeah, go ahead.
Is this kind of the difference of an actual expert in body language, which I'll be honest, just on the surface of actual experts in body language, I'm skeptical of even that field, personally, but let's throw them a bone. Say there are actual experts of body language, and that's a real field of science. But that is very different from doing a magic trick that presents itself as being able to read your mind when it really is just mirrors and, you know, more trickery.
And hey, you have to be an expert at that. He's an excellent magician. And if it's not for this is where the claim is. This is where the interesting conversation is. Him doing the magic, the mentalism, all fantastic, the deception, all that. Then it's how is he selling his book? What does the audience expect?
If he's selling his book as like a body reader, that's where it comes across as fraud to you?
It's when he's on these shows. I'm a shower. I'm a show and teller.
Let's show.
Let's give you the whole thing because there's different points. He's done hundreds of these interviews and at least dozens in the actual of him publishing this book. Sorry, of him on the press tour for this book. So I'm going to show you some of this stuff and then we'll have some reactions to see does he cross the line there or not. Sorry, right before I click play on this first one, do you see what is your understanding of mentalism versus a psychic versus all these kind of labels? Going into this conversation, what are your thoughts on that?
They're all lies and trickery. I mean, mentalism and psychics, from my understanding, employ kind of similar things. Of a psychic will ask and say very broad questions to start narrowing down the possibility of answers, and based on people's responses to it, gets narrower and narrower until they actually come to something relatively specific to that person's life. But really, they were just gave a broad enough question or broad enough answer for you to fill in your own information. And I imagine the same thing with mentalists.
And I love from your perspective, when I'm showing you these, when I'm showing you the stuff Osprey's saying, what would you expect to see in the book? Or what is the expectation to be? This is on the back of the blurb book. It says, at the back of Read Your Mind, his book, it says, from the perspective of someone who has dedicated his life to reverse engineering the human mind, Perlman's book shows us how the mind works and reveals simple strategies to read people more effectively. That's a quote on his book. Of his self-help book. Now, two things here. This is why it's interesting. You're going to see this in a lot of the interviews. Sorry that I'm teasing him so much. And yes, I'm going to reveal his magic tricks as well. So again, warning for people who don't like the wonder going away, just because it is relevant to the conversation. But I also think it's fascinating.
Sorry for audio listeners at this point. There's going to be watching videos. So
I'll explain as well. Yes. But part of what he says there of strategies to read more people more effectively, on the one hand, it's not a full deception because he is so successful because he can read a room and perform, and he knows how to make somebody stand out and make a performance, make you feel special. He's a great people person. He's a fantastic entertainer. So on the one hand, he is successful. The success he has is clearly because he's personable and able to, read a room, just like any professional is, though. It's not any entertainer. I would say him and a comedian have the similar
people skills.
People skills. So it's where he ties it to the mentalism. So let me stop rambling. Let's get into it. I want to just show this first. This is one of his most popular, his most famous tricks he has done, and it's on it's on Joe Burrow, who's on the it's an NFL team, the Bengals here in the States. This is one of his most popular tricks he's ever done, and I just want to show you it flat out, a trick and why he wows people.
Gotcha. Okay,
so here we go. This is a quick couple-minute clip of Oz Perlman doing a magic trick for the Bengals. All right, here's the clip, everybody.
Forget about magic tricks, Coach. What if I could look a QB in the eyes and tell you exactly who they're going to throw the ball to next? Now we're talking. Have we ever spoken a word in our life?
No.
All of my wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs, stand up, please.
Now, notice what he said there, that this is 2 years, he's not promoting the book right now, this is just a trick he's doing, okay? And he said, hey, forget magic tricks for a second. What if I could read a QB's mind? That's the mentalism thing. The mentalism presents itself as, this isn't magic, this is a higher level of magic. That's what a mentalist will do in their show. He says, hey, I don't even need props, I'm going to read your mind. That's the whole type of performance. So here he is going to be reading Joe Burrow's mind.
Look at me. do one look around the room and look back at me, please. Your team, baby. I'm gonna show them.
So for audio-only listeners, Oz Perlman, the performer, is showing the name of the player Joe Burrow has not thrown the ball to yet, but who Joe Burrow supposedly will throw the ball to. On the paper, on the page, is written Trenton. Joe Burrow's not thrown the ball yet.
Go ahead. Anybody in this room, who are you throwing it to first?
Trenton.
And he threw the ball to Trenton, and then Oz Perlman reveals,
hang
look,
back,
Trenton.
Throw back one more time. Now hear me out. One is luck. Double down. Saw that look. Who's next? Go.
Andre.
Toss it. Because I'm already done before you even did.
Crazy, right?
Come on back.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Visualize. Before you get on that field, you visualize over and over what you're going to do. Go ahead. Show me your last play. Go.
Tanner.
For those audio-only listeners, he faked it to one person and threw it to another.
Fakes to Jamar, throws to Tanner.
And Oz Perlman had that written down before he did. Everyone's going crazy.
Yeah.
And Jamar Burrow's like, what? So, you're going like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the first thought is, Joe Burrow's in on it, right?
Sure, yeah. Probably.
That's your thought, right?
Yeah.
But he's done tricks like this, like, hundreds of times and in similar ways, writing down the answers beforehand and supposedly reading people's minds of what they're going to do. And Joe Burrow, and the assumption here is Joe Burrow is not in on it because he's this very popular quarterback who's, how would all these rich and famous people who he doesn't perform for just be, let Oz Perlman do his magic and be in on it with him? He does this for everybody. I can tell you Joe Burrow's not in on it.
Okay.
Right. So he's not in on it, and everybody he does these tricks for isn't like lying to also deceive the audience. But that's because Joe Burrow is doing it like, oh man, how'd he do that? Right. That's a genuine thing you'll see in a lot. I've watched so many of his things. But he has not gone and had this cabal of famous people just be on his side to go, all right, just so I can be rich and famous too, me Oz Perlman, can you just go along with my magic trick and make it look crazy and all that? He doesn't do that to each person. So knowing Joe Burrow is not in on it as well, like, still surprising. How does he do this? Oh my! So this is one of his biggest, most famous tricks he did a couple of years ago, and just wanted to give a background of what kind of stuff he does and why he's got everybody spinning of how could you do that, especially because Joe Burrow and his status, the automatic assumption is, well, of course, why would Joe Burrow want to prop up Oz Perlman, this magician, like lie for? That's already there, right? So, impressive to you? Is that right?
I mean, if that's the case, then pretty impressive. I imagine it has to do with the subtlety of like, okay, he brought up only certain, so he limited the pool of people of like, hey, only tight ends and some whatever else. I can't remember who else he limited.
Running backs,
like to stand up first. So okay. Big crowd of people, let's cut it down to half. And then the person they threw to was the guy closest on the end, making it just easy. So I imagine the trick has something to do with that.
Okay.
The most impressive one is the last one of like fake to
that guy,
that guy, and then actually throw to someone else.
How do you get that down? Right.
And I don't know.
Well, to him, I'm not going to reveal everything now, just like the build up going into my perspective or an audience perspective of being that wowed and seeing a trick like this. And now this guy's selling a book. Okay. We haven't gotten to the selling a book part yet, but that's one of his most famous popular tricks that he has done. And he's done equally as impressive tricks as that and made it super entertaining.
I'm looking at the side of the recommended videos.
Yeah.
Has he done this for every NFL team?
He went around and did this for a lot of NFL teams. He did this for the Bills, not every single one, but he did it for the Bills and others as well.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And that's why people are so surprised of, yeah, all these famous people aren't just giving Oz, hey, by the way, I'll pick this guy.
Yeah.
And do it. It'll look impressive, right? That's not happening. So I'll now show you this. This is where he's now. That's the only one I'm going to show from before he's selling his book. Now I'll show you him promoting his book and showing his tricks. So this is this is one of the many interviews he's done. This is his book, Read Your Mind, being promoted. And I'll show you, this is a CBS Mornings interview that he's doing where he's promoting the book. And I want to see what your perception is of this, having seen one of the magic tricks he does and then him now promoting this book. All right.
Okay.
Read Your Mind, Proven Habits for Success from the World's Greatest Mentalist. We're very happy to say that Oz Perlman is here live in the studio for your first live interview. And in your book, Oz, you say that you like live TV because it's like choosing your own adventure. So
choose your own adventure.
I hope this works out
Let's
for you.
Let's do it. Well, you know, what's it all about in life? If we get down to brass tacks, family, friends, the thing that mean the most to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what I like to do is visualize. That's okay. What I do. It's not a magic trick. I read people. I don't read minds.
So just there, it's not a magic trick. I read people. Do you remember he just said that?
Okay. Yeah, of which in the context of a mentalist show, that's
completely acceptable.
That's acceptable because it's the lie of the entertainment.
Yes. So yeah. Right now, it's his book titled "Read Your Mind." He's saying, "I don't read minds. I read people." That's his claim to fame. I read people, right? Or that's what he says is his thing. Okay.
I don't read minds. Imagine you're having a birthday party, Gail.
Yep.
See this now, spontaneous, impulsive. I want them to know you have no idea what's gonna happen. And I want you to see in this room people you care about all around the room. Start visualizing right this second, okay, people you see, and imagine somebody spontaneous just walks up and you say hello to this person at your party. Just see them right now.
Yeah, I see him.
And now you turn to another person, mm-hmm, and you see another person right now, anybody. Uh-huh. She said, him, don't give any slips, don't tell me anything.
Okay, I see them.
Any of these people you saw, I couldn't know, right? You're just making this up as you go.
Right.
But suddenly, you feel a tap on the shoulder.
Yep.
And you haven't even turned around to look who it is, but then when you look, you of course you know who it is. Now watch, try not to say anything, but in her mind, a name just popped up.
Yeah.
She couldn't help it.
Yes.
It tapped you on the shoulder, and she said, him, that was the slip. I know it's a guy, look this way at me. Think of the first letter of this person's name.
Okay.
All right. Now, she tried. She's seen me before.
I was writing
so
on
I
the first letter.
I know Gil attempted. And then it's short, 5, 6, 7, 5 letters.
This stuff is wild.
Done. Gil, be honest. You literally could have thought of hundreds of people.
Yep.
Very popular, very friendly.
There's no way you're getting this, okay?
You saw someone. You changed your mind. You saw another person. You changed your mind. And then someone tapped you on the shoulder.
Yep. It's very clear, too.
What's his name? This person who tapped you on the shoulder and you just saw it in the moment. Tell us all. Who did you picture? What's his name?
You want first and last name?
Sure.
Barry Diller.
Barry Diller.
Whoa!
It's wild, bro.
How did you do that?
How did you do that?
Because I picked something so random. I said, there's no way you're going to get Barry Diller. Did you guys see him write that?
I saw him.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to see the crazy part?
The stuff
is that what I caught? Look at that. Nate, what a gentleman. What I caught, all her notes are gone. Her heart is beating. Do you know what I caught? When I said look at people at her party,
yes.
You see how Gail did this? She looked at people, but you know what she did at one point? Watch, it's different than looking at someone. You lifted your neck up and looked for someone. You were looking for someone who wasn't there, who couldn't be there. I'm right. Somebody, the name just popped in your head again. Started with an M, Maya Angelou. Am I right? You wish she could have been there.
Yes. I'd written that down earlier.
Maya Angelou.
Yes, because I almost said my mom or my dad, but then I thought he'll...
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I almost written that down earlier.
Now, here's the... Yeah, you ready now? So, you see that whole performance? Great entertainer, right?
Sure.
And that's the trick. Is all what Oz Perlman does with all of his tricks. So I'm going to reveal this, and then he then continues to promote his book here. So, just first, I want to reveal how he does his magic, to then show you... Is it ethical or not, right? Every so often, there's a trick he does like this where the person reveals more than they should, right? Because Oz, what he does really good at is controlling a room and creating a dual reality, right? So the reality for us, the viewer, is Joe Burrow or this person or anybody that we're watching is coming up with a person, right? And they are thinking of a name. They are like of thousands of people. Joe Burrow could throw to anyone or
anyone in that room.
And then this person here could like think of any person they've met, or he's done countries you could think of, right? All of this. Now, before these shows, obviously it's not recorded, but before these shows, the assumption is, and the Occam's razor to this is, It slips here because this person says on CBS Morning, says, I had written that down earlier. I had written that down earlier. And there's other magic tricks he does where people like her will reveal too much and be like, oh yeah, the thing you had me write down earlier. And Oswald does a really good job at swerving and making the focus not on what she just said there. So what happens is before the show starts, Oz will say, and I'm just making this up, it's something to this effect, right? Oz will say to you, hey, I'm a very famous mentalist, magician, yada, yada, yada. And like, hey, just so like, I'm going to do a trick later on the show, but just so that I know you're not lying to me and don't like throw, like if I guess correctly, if I guess your thing correctly, a lot of people will try to lie and be like, hey, just to fool me and make me look stupid on TV. So if you could just write like, hey, don't show me at all, or like put it in your notes on your, do it on this thing. He'll have you write it somewhere, maybe. And he'll have you write it somewhere. I don't know the exact tactic he uses. And there's somebody I'm going to link in the description below who did reveal these tricks of how it works. And full credit to them. I will post them in the description below. But one tactic he could do is you write it on like a carbon paper so that you know you write it on top. And then he has the, even if you go throw it and crumple it away, you use a light and you can see what was written below. Or there's special links that are something you can do on your phone that whatever you type, he gets access to whatever you typed on your notes on your phone. There's certain apps or whatever he could send that allows him to see what you typed on your phone, or one of any other methods that basically before the show starts, the person will write down in some form, will have the name already written down.
And so that he kind of has a thing of like, hey, write it down. Like I'm sending you something, write it down there. That way I have proof to show later on, but yeah. I won't look at it.
He just does. The exact sequence of basically, The magic gimmick thing is, I don't know exactly which gimmick he uses. Is it, be some people will say, yeah, you had me type that earlier, write that earlier. So he has a couple ways of getting it. So it's either they wrote it on something, like think it's completely unnoticeable because they crumpled it, ripped it up, put it away. But the fact that they wrote it or typed it, he already has it now. So it's either on carbon paper where it's written down and now, you know, how carbon paper works, or one of those gimmicky papers that you write it down and then beneath.
I'm glad I picked up on it. That when pretty she said quickly. That. Yeah. That's the.
But see, with Joe Burrow, like he didn't say anything. He was a great. He didn't reveal how Oz did his thing. A lot of people that he goes up to won't say that because he doesn't want the guest to say that.
Yeah.
That's where people will start to pick on. What do you mean? I thought this was a complete free choice. So obviously, how he does his trick is he knows the answer. He knows it's Barry Dillon or whoever. He knows exactly who Joe Burrow is going to throw to because he already did the trick. The performance is now on for everybody. So that's how he does. There's other tricks he'll do with like a fake thumb of like he'll write a number very quickly on the piece of paper. This is all just to show, hey, again, this is an act. He's a magician. He doesn't know how to read your mind to go, I knew it was Barry Dillon. And this
is a performance for an audience, is what it is.
Exactly. And that's how he does the gimmick. And that is crucial to know because now when he promotes his book, is somebody watching that and going, holy shit, this guy that does that.
He knows how to read body language.
He knows how to read somebody, which he is never doing.
Part of his performance when he was talking about that was, see, you looked up and down like someone who could, like you were actually looking for someone who wasn't here and like trying to post hoc explain, but if it's all just hooey, then what that explanation is fun for an audience, but a book on actual information of what you should do,
that's a part of it. Now he's very careful with his words because we haven't gotten to the point where he says what you'll get out of his book yet.
Okay.
He does not go to the extreme of saying, I'm going to show you how I do these tricks and like you're going to read this and also learn how to read people's minds.
Or the book could be, again, I'm waiting for the reveal of how he's doing it. But if I at least think of the book as, hey, this is how to trick people. Hey, here's our psychological fun. Like here's things to leave out. Here's how to limit people's options to the point where it looks like you read someone's mind. Then fair enough. Fair game.
Yeah.
I imagine he doesn't do that.
And this, I'm going to show you a couple ways because he advertises the book differently. Depending on the show, he'll use some different words. So this is how he advertises it on this show. I'll continue playing this clip just to see, okay, he just did this trick. Now what's he saying you can get out of the book?
Okay.
He's not 100% this. Let me see what you think. I don't want to influence you just like he is doing with his magic. Okay, so let's see.
You'll guess that. How did you get Maya? Yes.
I don't even know what's...
And it's a lot less fun when you know, oh, that's how he got Maya, is he already knew it was Maya.
Well, right? The fact that she wrote down something else, and then she wrote down the Barry, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So he saw both attempts. Like, oh, she first typed this, and then scratched it out.
That's exactly
and wrote
it.
The other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just the whole thing is, what's the exact gimmick he used? Pick your choice. What magicians have different ways of using whichever gimmick.
To say.
I don't know what to say either. I have no reaction here.
I hadn't told him a name. I thought Barry Diller would be so random that you wouldn't associate me and Barry Diller.
No.
You wouldn't associate that.
But also just the infinity of parties and get-togethers and shindigs. Your
Gail doesn't mess around.
You don't mess around.
Very much so. But hear me out. You're watching this now, and you go, that's amazing. That's entertaining.
And I said, there's no way he's going to get it. No way. No way.
Gail challenged me. She goes, you're not getting me.
Yes.
You know. But how can you use this skill in your life?
I have no idea.
Right? Guessing the name of who Gail King is going to see at her next birthday party, not as effective.
Right.
But reading the people around you is going to give you a huge advantage in your life, being seen, being heard. I would argue that it is arguably the most important thing is how you connect with others to your future success.
That's why.
So what do you think so far of what he said that transitioned it to his book?
If his trick was real, that he actually is reading body language, he's going like, hey, I know the name because I connected with Gail King and how to do this.
Mm.
But if that's not the way he did it, then yeah.
He's transitioning to say, hey.
He's selling a false bill of goods.
Yeah, so the words he's using there, do you think he's being deceitful yet? Do you think, what boundary do you think has he crossed the line yet for you? I'm just curious if
no,
he does at any point.
I mean, the problem is, at least with standard magicians, it's like they're a magician, but mentalists seem to have a habit of trying to oversell of like it's not magic, it's not a trick, and again, that's part of the performance. He has to be, but is it? You're selling a book about it. Seems like you're huffing your own farts.
Now, see if, do you think Oz is a fraudster yet?
No.
Okay, continue this.
That's why I don't understand why you say you don't don't read minds, you read people. There's no way.
Minds is impossible.
But there's no way I was giving you a...
He says reading minds is impossible.
Yep. Vibe that I'm thinking about Barry Diller. No
right.
way.
Okay. All right, so connect this to people at home right
Absolutely.
Now who have to talk to a boss today, who have to talk to a spouse today.
Yes.
How does it help them in their lives?
So I want actionable takeaways. This book was me taking what I've spent 30 years learning to do and distilling things that will help you in your life, right? How do you approach somebody and become memorable? Mm. How do you deepen your bond, feel seen, feel heard
first
with this person?
First impressions are everything.
First impressions are everything. I can tell you something so quick and easy that when you approach somebody head on, looking them with two eyes, right away our instincts kick in. You feel tension, you feel nervousness, versus if I walk up to you at an angle with one eye showing, right? This is a fight or flight. You feel like I have 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door. If somebody walks up to you in a casual manner like this, you feel more at ease with them.
Yeah.
Right? Remembering people's names. In the book,
that's
tell about
such a good
memory
trick.
Is
yes,
a superpower.
Yes. Yes, yes.
What I have done.
Half that bullshit, other half is true.
Which part do you not like? Which part do you like?
The, like, oh, look at him with one eye and, no, bullshit.
The memory trick of just repeating names is helpful.
Repeating names, that's a genuine thing of people like it if you remember their name. I'm awful at it.
The holidays are coming up fast and it's time to shop, but actually have some fun doing it.
Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else.
On uncommongoods.com, they provide art, games, books, DIY kits, home accents, and all sorts of accessories. What makes them unique is that about half of their assortment is handmade by independent artists and artisans.
Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. For moms, dads, teens, from book lovers to history buffs, to anyone who hit their quarter-life crisis and started running marathons.
Excuse me. Okay, well, that's my better half, Nicole. She's one of those marathon runners, and I got her a gift from the site. I ordered this custom metal holder for all the races she completes, where there's also a place to put her personal records on there. I'd never seen custom-built case like this before, and so I got her the gift, and I'm gonna surprise her with it.
Yeah. Hey, every time you purchase something from Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, Also, every purchase you make, Uncommon Goods gives $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice.
So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off of your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/2toramble. That's uncommongoods.com/2toramble for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
But
is the thing is yes. He needed 30 years of expertise to like the name memory trick. Is that his selling point? Or are people buying more so to this impressive person who is able to read and know it's Barry Diller?
These seem very disconnected as far as advice goes.
Yeah. So this is, again, just one of them. Yeah. I won't play the full clip for each one of these. We'll have them linked in the description. But that's part of him pitching this book. And I'll show you how he pitches it in others as well. But so far, just showing you he does a trick on these shows like this, and then he transitioned that into his sell of saying, hey, I don't read minds, I read people. That's his general memo that he gives. And then he says, hey, in this book, I'm not going to teach you my mentalism tricks. It's not good for my job security, but I'm going to show what made me successful. So he's transitioning into that self-help book area to show how you can also be successful in your career by doing what he did in his mentalism career. So that's a bit of his overlap into that realm. Thoughts so far?
It's blurring a line. It feels more like he is not just pretending the trick is real, but because the trick is real, I'm able to read these people, so you can read, you know how to get into other people's heads as well. That seems like what he's actually angling for.
And I'm trying to be careful here as well, because again, he pitches it more honestly in some and more dishonestly in others. It just depends which interview you're watching. So I'm going to show one where maybe this strays on the more dishonest side, where this is 18 minutes into an interview on the morning Joe. And this is at 18:05 in the video, if anyone wants to watch the rest of it as well. It's the resolution of one of his tricks. I'm skipping a lot of the trick he actually does because we don't have 18 minutes to watch this whole thing. But this is where he reveals the trick, and I just want to see how this transitions into his selling the book again. Okay. So this is that. Here we go. 18:05. Oh, right after this ad. Well, hold on. We're back. It's not BetterHelp. Do we support Adidas?
I haven't heard it other than the regular sweatshops of, you know, where everyone
makes
Nike? Their shoes.
Is that all shoe
That's
stores?
All of them.
Okay.
That's there's.
Okay. All right. Here we are. This is the trick reveal, and see what he says about it too, about his book.
Biggest number, 9. You were thinking of number 9 when I said that. Look at me again. This pin 1990. Is that correct?
That is.
He guesses pin code.
Okay.
Which, by the way, again, probably earlier wrote down 1990. Just, hey, Oz, before the show started, said, these people lie to me. Just write it down over there, but throw it away. Make sure I don't see it. Obviously, he already has it if you write it down somewhere. Okay. That's how it gets revealed. Same type of trick.
Yeah.
And are you ready for the craziest part? Because there is no luck in life. The year you met Jim, can you show us what year
guys,
did you meet Jim?
Guys,
turn it around.
Come
it's
on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
I get it. I want to emphasize, too, like, on the magic part, it's so it's amazing. He does a great job showing. He's an amazing entertainer. Okay.
Come on.
As Harrison Ford.
Is that your pin
get the F out of my studio.
My kitchen.
That's
is that your
amazing.
Pin code? You
can't. That's not anymore. Not anymore.
That's insane.
You can't give it away.
We'll bleep that out. I've got somebody right now going through all of Jonathan Lemire's accounts.
Exactly.
He's doing very well.
We'll cut this in post.
I don't even
believe it. No, I really can't.
They did not cut it.
I really can't.
I don't know what to think.
Well, you're ready. She's ready for the secrets. They're in your hands.
He's really great at this. So let me ask you.
Even notice what he's saying there. Like, I don't know what to think. He says, hey, she's ready for the secrets. It's in your hands. And she's holding the book in her hands. So it's saying, you want to know the secrets? It's in your hands. He's again tying the magic to his ability to, hey, I'm not going to tell you exactly how I do it, but clearly I have an ability of reading people. That in
when
your hands, you can get better at reading people.
He's not actually reading people at all.
No, he's doing body language reading.
He is just tricking people.
Yes.
Which,
there's
again,
zero body language reading.
Is perfectly fine. Tricking people is great, actually.
It's fun.
It's fun.
When
it's
the social
awesome.
Contract is there.
But yeah, selling a book, seems like a scam at this point. I'm already skeptical of most self-help books, by the way. Like, I'm
I knew
already
you'd be a great audience member here.
I'm already like, hey, some are good, most are bad. Most, even the good ones, you probably shouldn't read either. Like, there's a handful of good ones out there, but that's beside the point.
And I'll continue this for another minute or so, where he continues to sell the book and shows you where he has flares of honesty and flares of more dishonesty. So here it is.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, I've got a son with Asperger's.
Yes.
And early on when he had Asperger's, you know, you'd read everything you could.
Yeah.
And there were some things that I read that said, you and I are talking right now. We're sending each other 10,000 messages in a split second, right?
He looks really, I just want to say, Oz looks really nervous. And if I'm just looking at it as like, is
are you reading
Joe
his body
going,
language?
I think I am. I'll write a book. Is Joe going off script of, is he going to make me do something that I didn't pre-plan ahead? Like, Oz doesn't look ready.
I agree. He looks off here. I'm reading his mind. He's thinking about nerves, right?
He's thinking I didn't plan this part of the trick. Is he going to ask me to read his mind in a non-setup way?
But the interviewer here is saying, hey, his son has Asperger's, and he's trying to connect it to explain how Oz is able to do this stuff.
Yeah.
He's trying to explain listen to Oz's response to this, right?
Is your secret that you can pick up more of those sort of...
And just to remind people, what he was asking is his son has Asperger's, so he's only able to, there's thousands of thoughts going on, he's only able to connect to one, but is Oz able to pick up on all 1,000 things at once? He said basically, again, alluding to the fact that he has this expert ability to read people's body language. But just what you said of, by the way, Oz looking nervous as well, that's why I kind of like to say Oz, just like every other great performer, can read body language. Like even you just sitting at home, we go, oh, he looks a little bit more nervous there. It's not like a superhuman ability. Just going, oh, you look more nervous. Poker players, professional poker players can read people somewhat better, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clues, because kids with Asperger's can't do that.
The social cues are very challenging.
Yeah. The
like
social
when to
cues
laugh.
Are very fast. Everything. So is that, do you think that may be your great skill? That we're sending 10,000 signals right now. You just can pick up 98% more of them than most of us.
I'm processing at a higher speed, but it's also send and receive where a big...
I'm processing at a higher speed. I don't, you know...
yeah, he's just built different.
I'm just better than all Asperger's people. They're just, you know...
They're just...
I just process at a higher speed than your Joe, Asperger's son, Joe.
Like, Joe, your son is here, and my brain is all the way up here.
Hey, come on, Joe. Okay.
With influencing...
Right.
So again, I have the skills don't generalize. It's very important. Why don't I just go to Vegas right now and win millions of dollars and let's forget all this other? What do we need the book for, right?
Right.
So they don't generalize. If you were to pick a card right now in your mind, 1 out of 52, I could deduce the card.
Right.
Uh-huh. But at a casino.
Which he could not.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's also saying something he can't do. He does not deduce the card. He does not deduce what you say. The way he could deduce your card is if you wrote it down earlier or he did misdirection or he did any other.
Or he hit a little mirror behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically a trick. Yeah. And most magic is either math, misdirection, or sleight of hand.
There's actually some fun mentalism tricks of, personally, my favorite style of mentalism magic is. Narrow, like forcing someone else to think of something pre-planned. Of it looks to everyone else, and including the person, that they came to that thought willingly.
Yeah.
But really, the mentalist is leading them down a path that eventually will lead to an answer that the mentalist knows. Of there's a more well-known one about like imagine a shape. So like picture a large shape. So like often we'll like picture a large shape. In front of you, and with my hand,
people think circle.
I just did a circle, and then, but that's not. Oh, are you thinking circle? But there's like, well, then put inside that shape another shape, and limiting of like, think of the common shapes, maximum of like 5 sides. Basically, all these little steps of like shape inside of a shape, inside, and then can guess triangle, and like because you're gonna pick a different shape, and. Basically narrows down the individual to one. That is like a fun mental trickery but that is not mental trickery. That's just ah, I tricked you by getting the answer beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So
the cool, the performance is the act.
Yeah.
It's the wow factor. It's he has a good way of explaining of making it look surreal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great talker.
Yeah. Sure.
And you're right. That is fun when you could do those mental games. And magic just in general is fun. Again,
yeah.
All of this is fun. It's just the then added level of here's my book, which I'll skip around to 2450 where it's more, he's talking about the book some more here, and we'll finish this clip and then discuss this.
A second after meeting, I promise you.
Yeah.
I just want, these are core skills.
So the key is when you read this book, I mean, there are no shortcuts. And I want to give you a few. As far as there are no tricks, a lot of it just comes down to empathy.
Empathy.
Seeing people, understanding them, and being compassionate. Right?
Okay. Yeah. In a world where...
And that's how it concludes. He just agreed, hey, it's no tricks, it's just empathy, it's seeing people, da da da. So that this is probably the more not disingenuous, this is being the more harsh take on him of showing, you know, when he's pushing in the paint a lot of is he crossing the line. I'm going to try to show some more fair takes of him actually talking about ethics of what he does. I have two clips where he's asked a question on podcasts of, is what you're doing ethical? Not selling book portion, just mentalism in general. And see what his take is on his own opinion of his job.
Okay.
And his ethics where he stands. Okay. All right, here's the clip, Rich.
I don't think there was a camera. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
What's that?
No camera.
No, it's just something, I don't know, but mentalism.
He knew you were the guy who would do North Korea. He's like, I know this jerk right here.
Yeah,
he's a North Korea type.
Do it. Yeah,
it's very
the
girl
possible.
Next to you was gonna do the Seychelles for the record.
Yeah.
That's deep cuts.
That's right. What are ethical boundaries in mentalism? We kind of talked about manipulation, but how do you decide what to reveal or not, or what sort of areas you won't touch? Are there kind of like, I won't talk about these specific things, or I won't get people to talk about these specific kinds of...
So I would say there's a few red lines for me. So I sometimes find out information about people that would be embarrassing.
Okay.
There's been lots of occasions where just people, I just know something about them that I know they don't want me to share.
Okay.
So I won't do it.
What's an example of that?
Rabid infidelity, like somebody hating somebody in the room, just things that I can suss out that I figured out, or...
He says he can suss that out, by the way, which I don't think he has a superhuman ability to suss out who's, unless he literally tells them, hey, write down who you're having sex with. I'm going to do a magic trick later.
Or that people in jest will challenge me to get, but then once I'm in that moment, I won't do it because I know that the repercussions to them won't be what they want.
Right, yeah.
Giving away people's passwords that I figure out.
Okay, yeah.
So just things that cross a certain line. I won't give away social security numbers, even though I've been challenged to get it.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, you'll never guess mine. I'll write down a piece of paper, show it to them. They're like, what the fuck? And then I'll like, I'm not going to say that on stage because you can't change that.
Right, yeah.
TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, you're screwed, brother.
Yeah.
So there's certain things like that where they typically are challenges or that I'm able to discern, but I don't like to scare people by saying that because they go, oh my God, I don't want to be in the room with you. I will only figure stuff out that you can know. So again, if you can know the information, I can find ways to find it out. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the goal.
Which does through magic.
Because that's what a mentalist does. I reveal secret information that I shouldn't be able to know in a way that's inexplicable.
Yeah.
That's if you boil down what I do, but there's lots of ways to package that good to make it entertaining, exciting, and different.
It must feel incredible to do that. I've got a little taste of it because I saw a mentalism show also, I think, in...
Then they go on to talk about this a little bit more. And he also talks about this on...
Even if it, in his ethics thing, that's part of the performance of saying, I can do these great...
I can get your social security number. Yeah.
Yeah. I just by reading your mind. Reading your body language and reading people, I'm going to get your social security number.
Which is not the case, right?
No.
And so here's where he's asked here. So he got big on America's Got Talent. I know Piers Morgan was on what, Britain's Got Talent, or one of those talent shows as well.
Piers Morgan was on that? Or was he a judge?
He was a judge, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Piers was a judge at one point. No, he was not performing. He didn't start doing, a cappella.
That would be hilarious.
So here's another question about exactly how he does his tricks. Here's Piers asking him some questions about his mentalism. This will be the last clip I show, and then we'll have just full discussion.
Okay.
O's Perlman's new book is called Read Your Mind, Proven Habits for Success from the World's Greatest Mind Reader. And he joins me now. O's, welcome to Uncensored.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pierce. Great to see you.
Now, look, straight off the top, can you actually read my mind, or is this all just sleight of brain hand?
It isn't really sleight of hand. I don't know if that would be an accurate description, because that's going to be more along the lines of magic tricks. But I would consolidate the two terms and say it's sleight of mind. So I'm using skills that are learnable to simulate the art of reading minds, right? I'm using influence, deception, kind of a lot of statistical analysis, and knowing pretty much how people think indicates to me what people think.
So his claim there is, since he knows how people think, he knows what people think. And he's saying he uses deception, he uses ways to get the information, which technically he uses deception to get the information. It just gets you to...
Thing is, there are other mentalist style tricks that are mostly manipulation. Personally, I find more fun, like rather than just pure deception of like, oh, I got the answer beforehand. Like the shape thing I was explaining before. But that's psychics also do that. Honestly, far more impressive psychics of being able to suss out the person that you want to talk on the other side by narrowing down the answers. And but that is what mentalism is by him. That's an accurate description.
Yeah.
That's what I do for a living.
I used to judge America's Got Talent, and we would have a few mentalists would come on.
I know.
And some were good and some were not so good. I always felt like there was an elaborate thing going on that I wasn't aware of, which allowed the mentalist on stage to access the information that he or she wanted. I mean, am I right? Is it basically an illusion, albeit a very well-researched and well-executed illusion?
I don't know. When I use the term illusion, it's hard for me to understand because that has different meanings to different people. To answer very succinctly, it's not psychic powers. It's not supernatural. So there's no, if you're saying, is this some sort of thing that you're getting out of the ether? No. But is it based in some essence on science where there's observable ways that I could explain to you of how I'm getting the information from you that you can't understand? 110%. So what I've done is learned how people think. Again, when you say it's been researched, I can assure you all the research in the world did not get me Joe Rogan's ATM pin code, much less what the YouTube comments say that I've followed him around, had a private investigator. I've done it to too many people for that to be possible with 150 events per year. I wish I had that kind of time on my hands. I have 5 kids, but no.
And now let's get forward to where he talks about the ethics specifically with Pierce as well. This is on, here we go, and boom.
If the clarification for that is that it means I'm super intelligent. But you also do a chapter in your book called Stack the Deck in Your Favor. You say, all we're doing is cheating. We're using subterfuge, secret methods, ways to deceive you, right? But we're doing it in an ethical way. I thought it was a really interesting way to describe it. Just elaborate on that.
Well, in a different life, if with a different moral compass, I could be an extremely, extremely sophisticated and successful con man. I'm telling you that unequivocal fact, because what I'm actually doing is conning people for a living, but I'm doing it under the guise of entertainment. Therefore, it is considered acceptable within our social contract. But if suddenly, instead of guessing your ATM pin code to entertain you, I did that to then go to the bank and extricate your money, I'd be in jail right now. So again, that's kind of the what I describe as the stacking the deck in your favor in the book has a little bit of the fact that I'm doing it ethically, but more so is that in life, because my book is all about how to use my skills not to entertain. I am not going to teach you to be a mentalist. I want to teach you how to use the skills of a mentalist in your life to achieve success, however you define it, which is a big part of the book, is getting inside your own head to think, what is success to you, right? Because it might differ very greatly from me to you to the person reading this book. And then once you figure that out, how do we start to make meaningful changes to get there? And for stacking the deck in your favor, I worked on Wall Street, Pierce. I worked at Merrill Lynch out of college, and I had a day job. I did not know I was going to be a mentalist talking to you one day, right? This was not on my long-term vision board. But as I was doing this, I had worked in the past and had businesses. I was saving up money during college when everybody else went on big trips. I was eating ramen and sitting at home, and I had this nest egg ready so that after a few years working on Wall Street while doing this as a side hustle, I decided, there's a lot of moments that led up to it, to quit my job. And when I did that, if I had not had that money saved up, and like I said, stack the deck in your favor.
And he continues to say, like, why, what his what helped him get to this place. So yeah, what's your reaction to that without me influencing you?
Yeah, he's saying kind of all the right words, but he's portraying himself as an actual body language expert and mind reader and able to get these, that it's not an illusion. It's that he is tricking you, but by...
It depends on your definition of illusion.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sorry, he was saying that.
But when he mentions like, oh, I could get, you know, I wish I had the trick to just get Joe Rogan's pin code. Well, he did somehow. Like, you don't, like, that's just not going to happen. Of like, oh, because you looked up and away. Of your eyes flickered back and forth 3 times. That's a number 3. Like, no. That's not it. He got it some other way. So, yeah, it seems really scummy, but, yeah, that's magicians for you. Or, I mean, I kind of have to blame the audience. If someone else buys, like, the magician's book of, like, I can read minds, and it's like, but that's what the magician said. You know he can't read minds. You should. Like, I don't know. You should know that magic isn't real. I hope people think that.
What do you think about the ethics of mentalism in general, where it tries to separate itself from magic? Because here's something important. To define yourself as a mentalist is a category you have to be okay with defining yourself as, and a leap that you take of, I'm now defining myself as not just a magician,
yeah,
but I'm a mentalist, and I'm going to perform an act that leans more into not making psychic powers or those kind of things feel more surreal and real, and try to lean more into the,
well,
I'm an expert at my craft type of thing.
I think it's a necessary part of the act. If you go, so many other type of magic tricks, you know, like the sawing the woman in half or the magic box, like you all know, like everyone knows that smoke and mirrors, and it's like, I'm going to wowze and amaze you. And it's just,
you're like, how do they do that? Yeah.
But everyone's like, oh my God, how did you do that? Like, a magician never reveals their secrets. It's a part of the act. But if you're quite literally like, and it's the razzle dazzle, you know, like cutting a person in half and them still being alive. Like, that's the pizzazz. But with a mentalist, like, literally writing down a name, what pizzazz is there? There's no pizzazz in that act.
The pizzazz is the performance.
The pizzazz is the performance of, like, hey, there's no way you could have known this, and I am reading your mind. And, like, this is legitimate. This is real. That's a required element for this act to work, for it to be entertaining and impressive.
Right.
People have to believe it a little bit more than a standard magic trick.
Absolutely. And there's obviously plenty more clips to show, but the basis of that, I kind of want to show the most, one more, just to give him the most generous take of this, where he pitches his book on the Diary of the CEO's channel and his podcast here, and maybe this is just giving him an unfiltered minute to say what his book's about and see if this is the end result of whether he is ethical or not.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's written is called Read Your Mind, Proven Habits for Success from the World's Greatest Mentalist. So for anyone that isn't familiar with your work and what you do, why did you name your book Read Your Mind? And can you read my mind?
So therein lies the dilemma. My whole job is to make you believe that I can read minds, but here is the honest truth. I can't read minds. I wish I could read minds. That's impossible. I read people. Very different skill. This is built on the world of magic, what I do. Misdirection, influence, suggestion. Knowing how people think indicates to me what they think, right? I've spent 3 decades reverse engineering the human mind. I'm teaching you habits for success because the skills that I have at reading people effectively, walking into a room, taking charge, influencing them, all of the things surrounding the entertainment portion.
I just want to say, notice what he says there where it doesn't make it the... Again, he's kind of creating a dual reality here, like what he does in his performance of when he says that specific line here. I'll play it again.
Room taking charge, influencing them. All of the things.
When you go into the room taking charge, influencing them, what in the reality he's saying is clearly, hey, his expertise is he's a great performer and he is able to he is this successful because he's been to rooms, he's read rooms, he's been able to be confident, speak well, eloquently, misdirect. He's able to read people effectively. That's what made him successful. Look, it's not the tricks that I'm reading people effectively in. It's the fact that I'm successful and have talked in corporate spaces, in with sports players. I'm able to go into a room and take command. That's my expertise. That's the dual reality I think he's creating here is, on the one hand, yes, he is honestly very good at that stuff, but then is the reality he's creating from the audience's point of view when he says all those words of like, I'm able to influence and do all this, is a lot of the audience thinking, oh, all the tricks that he's doing, is that's his expertise? Is that the thing he's claiming here? And sorry, I'll let him speak now, interrupted. I just wanted to make clear that when he's talking here, in a way, is it a trick of its own? Is it him talking about his expertise as just a successful businessman, or is it about the tricks?
Things surrounding the entertainment portion are things that apply to everyone. If you can use these secrets, these habits, they're going to lead you to success in your personal life, in your professional life, in your relationships. And that's what I've done. I think that if I had done this same playbook and not been a mentalist, I'd be successful in any field. They're applicable all throughout life. You know, I'm pausing for 1 second.
Okay, that's his pitch of the thing. So it's him saying it's the, now what do you think of that? It's him saying it's self-help here. It's just, hey, surrounding the mentalism, forget the tricks.
How to command a room, how to, I don't know.
And
influence people to think certain things, like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most generous pitch given so far. But what do you think? You've been asking me what I think.
Yes.
Do you think it actually crosses that line?
Here's where it does cross. I do think it crosses that line specifically because before I did this whole rabbit hole of figuring out how he does these tricks and what is he actually doing here, and I saw him pitching the book, my immediate thought was, I want to read the book because he's great at reading people. He does something that's from the tricks I saw. I thought he had some ability to not psychic abilities, but he had a way of, the trick you're talking about, the circle and the triangle and all that leading, like, oh, how is he leading people to that? I'm going like, how is he doing, like, what kind of act is he performing to get people to think they have infinite selections, but then only have a couple? What's his man? He's really good at doing this kind of stuff. And the way he was pitching the book a couple of times, I was going, man, what is this book about? And the more I kept seeing and the more I kept watching, then I was going, wait a second. And other readers on if you could look up Goodreads now, is the book as like a 3.7 and declining, because a lot of people are going into the book with those expectations of he is performing so well and doing such a good job at this that people are reading the book thinking he is an expert at the magic part, like the magic is more real, that kind of thing. So I think where he does cross the line, he is so careful with his words. He gives himself a way out to, he is lying by omission in a way.
Well,
he is not
saying,
directly.
I'm not reading your mind, I'm reading people.
And it's the lines he constantly says. Now,
but
yes,
you
the
say
thing
that,
is,
but then when you go, yeah, I read people to get their bank PIN code. No, at that point you're reading minds. Like if that's the case, like you can literally
read minds,
look at the person and you just know their banking PIN code. That's reading minds if that's actually the case. There's no other way to put, there's no body language way to get someone's PIN code.
And the way it's presented, so again, the dual reality, this is where I think it's crossed the ethical line. When he says that phrase of, I don't read minds, I read people, his reality, again, in his mind, he is thinking, okay, I read people as in I command a room, I influence people, I am able to, I'm so successful because I'm good with people, and I can read if people are uncomfortable. The way that you said, oh, it was earlier, was nervous. You can read people too, Rich, in a way, right? Yeah. So he's good at reading people. That's why he's so successful. But the dual reality for us, the reality when he says, I don't read minds, I read people, the assumption from a lot of people is when he says that is, oh, he's reading body language. He's doing these reads, and that's how he does these tricks. And man, I need to read this expert's.
And to be fair, in some of those clips, that is what he's saying. So I'm reading people to get this information. I can read someone I know things about them that they wouldn't expect.
Yes. So I think he is crossing the ethical line with magic here. I don't think mentalism does not cross the line. The performance is all great for entertainment value. It's just a lot of people picking up this book are going to come on with the wrong expectations, even though he is careful at times to explain, hey, I'm not going to reveal my tricks. I'm not going to do this. It's more so, again, the slight dual reality he's claiming here. I think it's a step too far of you're now selling something where there's some asymmetric information here. A lot of the audience isn't going to be going in fully with this context. And that's why I was passionate about making this, because I love magic. I would still love his performances. It's just, is it too far to sell this book with the words he's using? Yes. I think a more honest way of selling this book would be, hey, my entire thing, it's a performance, it's an act. Yes, what I do in mentalism, it is magic. That's part of it. But as far as my book goes, this is purely just the success I've had as a businessman. It's
as
my
As a performer, yeah. I know how to command a room. I know how to pick up on body language to show, to know when someone's uncomfortable, to better connect with them on a personal basis, how to get them to trust me. That would be a more honest take on selling it.
Yes. And now,
I do want to ask audience as well.
Yes.
Is this at all interesting? Would you like us to actually read his book to like further investigate, like, hey, what does he actually think about this? This is just right now, this is all just marketing and the dual reality of the magic versus a self-help book. But maybe there's something in the self-help book that we don't know about.
Right.
And it comes across better.
Ooh, you'd read a self-help book, really?
If it's to disprove the self-help book, I will fall on the sword. My rule of one self-help book at a time. Like, you don't get to read two self-help books in a row.
Can't ever do that.
That's unacceptable. Like, if you read a self-help book, your next book cannot be a self-help book. That's a rule. That's the Richard rule.
Yes.
I will read one self-help book to disprove the self-help book.
So, in all, Rich, give me your meter percentage of how much of deception is involved here.
How much deception's involved? No, okay, 99%, but...
Okay, not with the magic. I mean, for selling the book, how unethical is it? If you if 50% is dead neutral, 0% is completely ethical, 100% is completely unethical. 100% is so wrong, 0% is not wrong at all. And everybody in the audience, put your percentage down below as well. I want to see, do people think this is 100% unethical, 70, 50, 30, 0, whatever it is, you let us know.
40%.
40% unethical. It doesn't quite get to that 50.
It would be a lot larger, but he's a magician. If you're taking a magician's advice as actual truth, you're the dum-dum. Right? I mean...
Now, what if I told you all this was all magic accurate? This entire time, all of this was just AI generated.
AI clips.
And this
you
was just an illusion.
You just knew I didn't know anything about Oz Perlman. Thing is, AI's been getting too good lately.
It's been getting
real
good.
I would be shocked. Okay, I would be shocked. But
that would look way too. It's not
I'd
that
be very impressed yet. With you. Yeah.
Yes.
Me yelling to do this.
Let us know what you think in the comments. I thought it was a good ethical question because we had a video a couple months ago where we said scummy ways to market a book. This would have been an interesting one to add there. And we focused on this one the entire episode, obviously. But let us know if you like random video topics like this. I had a lot of I'll give my number to you. You're at 40%. I'm at 55%.
Okay.
I'm at 55% where I'm not. Yeah, I'm going to stick there. Let us know what you think down below. This was another To the Ramble episode, a good ramble, very much a ramble episode. Yeah. Anything else, Rich?
No, that's about it. We'll talk to you guys in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.